All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time, 'cause you and I outweigh.
All right, got Ashley Vicari back this Saturday. Hey, Outweigh fam. And Ashley, this may not be your final time on the podcast, but it's your final of the 3-week residency here with me. And we're going to talk a little bit about body image today. And I actually saw you put a blog up on the website for the treatment center that you work at, and I'll let you speak to that. But you put up this whole post about body image, which Kat DeFatta and I have broken down, like the different body image things that society has out there on previous episodes. But you shared questions to consider when you're thinking about body image. And I would love for you to go over why you think these questions are important and what they are. And then, you know, I feel like some eating disorder stuff, I don't know, I'm not an expert, could be wrong, like starts with like, it's deeper than this, but sometimes can start with the whole body image part. Or, you know, it's almost sometimes what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Right.
And is it society and body image, or is it more internal and different things and our thoughts? Like which, well, our thoughts are dealing with body image, but you know what I mean. So that's what this episode is all about, kind of knowing what to look for if this body image thought, does that mean disordered eating and eating disorder, or what is the difference? And then we'll go over the questions to consider. But share with everyone again where you work and what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for having me again. It's been a pleasure and would love to talk to you anytime. So yeah, I am a licensed therapist here in the state of Tennessee, and I also work for the Renfrew Center for Eating Disorders. I've been there for 5 years and work in all sorts of capacities, but I've been doing therapy with them. I do outreach with them. I do teaching and trainings and all sorts of things like that. So it's a pleasure to be here and to kind of touch on body image and what you were saying, Amy, about body image can be one of those first components that somebody notices if they have an eating disorder. It can also be one of the last components that they work through. So it kind of can run the gamut of being with somebody for a long, long time. And just quickly, I'll touch on this about how do I know if I have an eating disorder? How do I know if I have body dysmorphia, which is when I look in the mirror and my body looks completely different and I don't understand who that person is, or I see my body looking very differently than it does. I want to say culturally, and I'm not necessarily saying that I agree or don't agree with this, but culturally, it is quite normal to diet. It is quite normal to want to change your body because that is what society has kind of encouraged and told us for years, right? So it's pretty standard for people to go on diets. And I'm saying this to say, not everybody that goes on a diet has an eating disorder. Also, mm-hmm. not everybody that goes on a diet has body dysmorphia or has quite intense body image issues that come up.
Yeah. And I'll speak to that real quick as a tiny example, because I'm someone that's in recovery. I cannot do whatever MyFitnessPal, like I can't count my macros.
Yeah.
There are other people in my life that, sure, they want to understand the protein, carb, fiber, fat. They want that breakdown.
Yeah.
They are understanding the science of their body. Yeah. It's actually quite fascinating. They are able to do that freely and move on with their day.
Yes.
It is not all consuming. It is something they find interesting.
Yeah.
They want to track it. It's for their health. Like mine was obsessive.
Yes.
It was part of my eating disorder. I used it. And so, you know, when I've been on Four Things or here on Outweigh, like I've kind of said, ugh, like delete that app. But that is speaking for me or probably anybody that has an eating disorder or disordered behaviors, because it's not going to, in my opinion, serve you. And in my recovery, I just had to stay away from anything that even appears like a diet, or even if it doesn't appear like a diet, but deep down it's secretly a diet, I have to steer clear of it.
Yes.
And so I just feel like it's my little asterisk here where I just want to say, if you ever hear me say that that's not an app for me as an example or a diet quote for me, other people might be able to do it and it doesn't affect them.
Yeah. And I want to highlight what you said. You said it's all consuming.
Yes.
So when we get to the place where it is all consuming, I am extremely distressed about the fact that my body looks a certain way or about the fact that I have to eat the pizza at the party tonight. I'm so distressed that I can't engage in normal daily activity, or I'm so distressed that I actually choose to stop going to the events, right? Or I'm so distressed that like I'm just a ball of anxiety, or I can't get out of bed, I've got to sleep it off, right? All of those tell me that this is interfering with my life, right? And so that's the point that really we might start to question, is this an eating disorder? Is this something that I really need to seek an eating disorder therapy or therapist about to work through that? So some of the things thinking about body image, that's kind of like our thoughts, our judgment, our perception about our body. It's how I view my body, also how I feel about it. This can get very wrapped up in the eating disorder. Somebody can also have a lot of body image stuff and not have an eating disorder too. So I just want to label that. the thought of the body can still consume you and overwhelm you. And again, if that's the case, we want you to talk to a professional about that. But I have 10 questions to consider when thinking about body image. We might not get to all of them on this podcast. And if that's the case, feel free to check out the blog at renfrewcenter.com because that's where this is.
Spell that for people.
Yes, I'm sorry. Renfrewcenter.com. It's RENFREW. center.com. And you can go to the blog section for that. So my company is called the Renfrew Center for Eating Disorders. So that's why.
And I'll link this blog in the show notes.
Cool. Thank you for doing that. So a couple of the questions I have. One, what are my body roles? And this might be confusing or kind of challenging initially. Like, what do you mean? What are my body roles? Well, I'll break it down for you. Do you have rules on what type of clothing you wear? Do you wear tight clothing? Do you wear loose clothing? Do you wear clothing that shows your stomach? Do you not wear clothing that shows your stomach? Do you allow your arms to be seen? Do you allow your legs to be seen? Do you wear makeup? Do you not wear makeup? These are all body rules. I think it's fascinating when you can sit down and actually break out your body roles. I do workshops occasionally where I ask people to just simply write down their top 5 body roles. And so initially people are like, well, what is the body role? And I kind of explain what some of these might be. And by the time we're done with it, even though I've asked them to write down 5, often there's more like 10 to 20 body roles, because a lot of times we're culturally and societally, if that's a word, told that we have to present ourselves certain ways, right? For example, another rule could be don't wear white after Labor Day. Is that the rule? Yeah. Only wear it during the summer, right?
Right. But people say we can ignore that rule now, which is what we're saying too about these body roles that you have for yourself. You can go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah, now. You can ignore every single one of them, but we want to know what they are. We want to label them. Then I like to ask, where did these body roles come from? And I would just encourage any of you that are listening today, like, write these questions down and do this for yourself. If you do see a therapist, feel free to take this in. I guarantee you're going to have some insight that you may have not thought about before. So where did these rules come from? Did they come from my growing up? Did they come from family, friends, society? Where did they come from? Did they come from Instagram? Who knows? Did they come from the person that I idolized the most when I was a teenager, right? What functions do these rules serve for me? And are they keeping me safe or are they keeping me hidden? Why might that be important for me? Why might it be important for me to feel safe constantly? Or why might it be important for me to feel unseen or hidden? Why do I not like being the center of attention? If that makes sense. Again, these are just exploratory questions. Can I practice non-judgment when looking at or thinking about my body? Woof. Yeah. That can be a really challenging one. If any of you have ever done the exercise in therapy or not, where you stand in the mirror and you review your body from your head to your toes and you label each body part without judgment, that might be one of the most challenging experiences you have. And you can do it. What are your fingers there for? Your fingers are there to help you pick up things. My arms are there so that I can hold my child, you know, whatever, labeling those without judgment. But can we be non-judgmental? And I just want to say again, when we're doing this body image work, judgments are going to come up for us. Okay. That's a normal human experience. You are not bad for having a judgment. And we want to bring our focus back to the work that we're working on, right? We want to allow ourselves the space to notice those thoughts and bring us back to this work. That's a little mindful tool for you. Then another question, am I able to see the purpose my arms, legs, stomach, et cetera, serve for me? Even if I don't like my body, what would respecting my body look like? I want to acknowledge this one. I think this question is huge, actually. how can I respect the vessel that I live in, even if I don't like it? That can be really hard for somebody if they have lived years hating the vessel that they live in, if they have lived years degrading themselves or hearing other people degrade them, right? If they've experienced trauma, they often might not want anything to do with the vessel that they are in.
Yeah.
And we can understand that, right? We can understand why. So this would be great work to do with a therapist. How can I practice respecting the vessel that I live in, even if I don't like it? And again, I want to say, if you've spent years not liking your body, years hating your body, not loving your body, I would never expect you, nor would I ever want you, to switch automatically to loving your body. This is my body. Woohoo. I just don't think that that is going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely not at all. But just know, with, you know, being consistent with these tools and seeking the proper help and bringing the right people alongside you for that encouragement.
Yes.
There is hope for that.
Yes, definitely. In this
and it may
work.
Not mean that just when you're in recovery, that's what you live with every single day. Like, right. I don't want to, it's not all like roses and unicorns.
Yeah.
Once you're in recovery, by yeah. any means, I'm not trying to create some, you know, false future or false expectation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I lived in a, and I know your next question is, do I plan living with my body rules all my life? And I used to think that this is just how I'm going to live, and this is yeah. how it is the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it was no way to live. So I say that with a story of hope, that if you're feeling that way,
yeah.
like, but that is a question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Because some people might answer, well, yeah, I kind of just plan on
absolutely.
Living this way the rest of my life. And then that, if the answer is yes to that, then there's some work to be done, because we don't want that for you.
We want that freedom, and we want that ability to find joy, even if there's something that you don't like about your body. We want you to still be able to live and to love and to engage willfully and joyfully. So yeah, the next question, do I plan on living with my body rules my whole life? Again, another really incredible thing to consider. How would my life be different if I respected my body? And just because you're going through this and you're asking yourself these questions, again, I don't think change is going to happen like this instant, right? This moment. And I do think that you might have some insights that might really encourage you to kind of think about something for a little bit longer. And the more, like Amy said, the more we come back to this, the more we do shift, the more we do change, the better we get, the more recovered we become. And then life becomes more enjoyable. We engage more freely because we want to. So a couple of other questions. What matters most to me outside of my size, weight, and or appearance? And, you know, you could even, I would say, add to that question, why do I matter to other people outside of my size, weight, or appearance, right? Because guarantee you do. Again, your people love you and your people want to champion you and be in your corner regardless of what you look like. And then the last question, we talked a lot about this in the last episode, but what role does social or does media or social media play in the way I view my body? And what steps can I take to reduce or eliminate the harm of these images or messages? And just something to say here, we talked about not looking at certain apps if we need to, but I would also say social media can be used for fun. You know, Amy, on one of the episodes, you said filters are for fun, right? And I agree with that with social media too. It can be used for fun and encouragement. There's a lot of encouraging things out there. So if there's an account that does not encourage you, if there's an account that you see and then you question yourself frequently, why don't you go ahead and just take that account off? It's okay to filter and to tailor your social media based on what your needs are. And I know, like, I think that like TikTok and Instagram even kind of came under fire for that recently, having things kind of pop up in people's windows. Make sure you are tailoring that social media, to the things that encourage you, to the things that you find hope in. Follow, if you're following, you know, famous people or influencers, feel free to follow people that look like you. Look for bodies that look like you so that you can see people living their best life in the body that they have. And that does help give you more confidence, right? So yeah, feel free to tailor that social media a little bit. So those are just some of the body questions that I have, some of the, yeah, just when thinking about body image. And I would just, again, encourage you to sit down and maybe really take an honest kind of inventory of some of these questions for you and then talk about it in therapy, because that's great.
Yeah. And again, in case you weren't sitting here with a pen and paper as she was listing through the questions, or some of them, you know, got mixed in with conversation, I'll just go ahead and isolate the questions and put those in the show notes too. So if you want to hit the link to the blog, great. If not, you can also just pull these or write them down and then spend some time with them.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to answer all 10 right then. Like, spend some time with each one and see what comes up when you're reading it and answering it. And Ashley, it has been such a joy having you on the last 3 weeks. And I know that you'll be coming back. And then also, you just started a podcast recently yourself?
Yes. So with the Renfrew Center, we are launching our first podcast. We have not set the launch date yet, but please be on the lookout for that. Please keep checking out our website. It's launching soon.
And yeah, renfrewcenter.com. And it is an eating disorder recovery center. And it's been around for years and years. And has an awesome reputation. And obviously, if Ashley works there, you know that it's a good place. So thank you, Ashley, for your time. And we will have you back on very soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.